The Best Man by Gore Vidal, starring Marsha Mason and Fred Thompson, directed by Nick Olcott, recorded before an audience at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. The Best Man is an incisive, dark political satire about two presidential contenders seeking the endorsement of an aging ex-president at any cost. With delightful cynicism, playwright Gore Vidal explores how personal agendas can ultimately change the course of a nation's destiny. And now, The Best Man by Gore Vidal.
Confident you're supporting California.
That's why I said it.
Should the U.S. recognize
what about
China?
How many delegates do you think
it's appropriate for
on?
Me to comment at this time? I really need
okay,
to.
Okay, boys, okay.
Just one more question, Mr. Secretary.
How many delegates do you think you have?
One question at a time.
Secretary Russell, as of today, how many delegates do you have sewed up?
Well, when it comes to delegates, we neither sow nor do we reap.
What was that again, Mr. Secretary?
I said,
Mr. Russell was making a joke. He said
neither do they sow.
But what about ex-President Hochstetter? Have you got his endorsement yet?
In a word, no.
Do you think he'll get it?
Well, ask him. There's a rumor that he's in Philadelphia.
Well, yes, he's upstairs. He's going to make a statement tonight. He says it's between you and Senator Cantwell.
So we'll just have to wait until tonight.
Mrs. Russell, what do you think your husband's chances are?
Oh, well, I really don't know. I mean, we have to wait for the convention, don't we?
Now, Mr. Secretary, if there's a deadlock between you and Senator Cantwell, whom do you think will be the dark horse candidate?
Jack Parr.
Oh, I get it.
No, I'm sorry, but I'm not about to build up a dark horse when I'm trying my best to look like the light horse.
Sir, what do you think of Governor Merwin's chances?
John Merwin's a very talented young man. Of course, we don't know much about him, of course.
Would you consider Governor Merwin as a running mate?
Yes.